It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And joining me now, Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. It's the Week in Review for Friday, the 28th of September, 2012. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Andy. Thank God it's Friday. You know, I was in California the first couple days of this week, and it still seemed like a long week. There's only two and a half days for me so far.
But that's long enough.
Yeah, let's get it over with.
Yeah. All right, let's dive right in, shall we? The Romney camp has lowered expectations for the first debate. Is that just a ploy?
This doesn't really sit that well with me because, I mean, Mitt Romney's had a couple bad weeks where the press has just been pummeling him.
Yeah.
I think you need to be confident instead of lowering expectations. I think you need to say, look, this is about the economy and we're going to hit the economy hard. And you need to go in looking like you're in command of the situation instead of, lowering expectations. I'm never big on that game.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny this week. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Newt Gingrich came out to say Romney beat him twice. You know, in the debates. So he takes nothing away from Mitt Romney when it comes to debating.
Yeah, Newt's angling for something. I don't know what it is. You know? We were watching the same debates, and I think in general the takeaway back then was, you know, Newt pretty much won that, and Romney did okay. That's what I remember thinking after each one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people say Newt wants to be Secretary of State. Nobody's going to give him a job like that.
No. John Bolton, maybe, but Newt for that job?
If you give Newt an audience, he's going to upstage anyone, and no president wants a cabinet member that's looking to get more attention than he is.
Yeah, true. All right, new polling information suggests Romney is tougher on terror than Obama. Is that a surprise?
Obama can't even say the word terror.
I know.
You know, so, these polls are crazy, though. If you look at how bad the economy is, And Romney lost his edge on the economy in the last few weeks and daily tracking polling. Obama was doing better than Romney on the economy. And this is after Obama ran it into the wall. So I don't really get where people are on this stuff. One thing when I was this week at Hoover Institution at Stanford and had some talks on polling, one of the scholars at Hoover said is, in a really bad economy, people pay attention. They're tuned out because they're worrying about paying their bills, getting the mortgage done. In presidential election years, when the economy is bad, people tune in later to the election.
I gotcha.
So in 1980, when the Carter economy was so bad, Reagan didn't pull ahead until mid-October.
That's right.
So, and it's not just because people don't care about politics or whatever. People have their life they're worried about.
Yeah.
So they get in at the last second. So maybe we're seeing some of that in these polling dynamics.
Yeah, it could be. And, you bring up a very interesting point because not too far out, I want to say 90 days out from the election between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, Carter actually at one point had like an 8-point lead.
Yeah.
So a lot can happen in a very short period of time. All right, the president this week claimed we're not as divided as our politics suggest.
Yeah, I mean, where does he come up with these talking points? Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
He's a divider in chief. He's one of our editorials, and all his campaign does is divide people on race, class, politics, anything you want.
It's so funny. He's the great denier, too. I mean, he really is.
I don't know. I mean, he can say this kind of thing. You know, what he said when he's talking about that, about how, America's not as divided as our politics, he goes in, though, and says, put your trust in me. So it's all, the one, the big O, Barry Obama is the answer. I think we've never been this divided.
Yeah. Muslim filmmaker in California, The Innocence of Muslims, the guy that put together the 14-minute trailer and then sent it around the world, he evidently has been locked up now. He's been jailed for a probation violation.
The Christian filmmaker of the Muslim movie.
Yes, that's exactly
right. We're not jailing a Muslim here, I don't think.
Yeah.
The establishment is out to get that guy. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know? I mean, one of the things they have him on, if I understand correctly, ABC News is reporting that they're holding him because he actually used a computer as part of his probation, he was not allowed to use a computer, period, for 5 years. And they're saying that in order for him to get the video up on the Internet, he had to use a computer. Now, all he really has to claim, in my mind, is that someone else did it for him.
Right? I mean, what's under attack here, obviously, is this free speech, freedom of expression, and that's what the radical Islamists want. They want us to start tearing people each other apart on what is and is not acceptable speech.
Yeah.
They already did that in the UK. They've won this battle, right? I mean, England, the sort of parent of our idea of individual rights, already has freedom of speech is out the door. They have cameras at every corner filming. You know, in London, you're filmed like 1,000 times in a day.
No kidding.
But already, like Michael Savage is banned from the UK. He's not allowed to go there because they think his views are too extreme. So, I mean, we're heading in that direction fast.
Yeah. France has set the 75% super tax rate. Surprised?
You know, coming to a formerly free country near you, I think. one of the things, we had tax rates that were just, people forget how crazy they were here not that long ago. I mean, we had 90% tax rates, right, and stuff like that not that long ago. I think one of the things, one of the controversial things that Nixon did was he lowered the top tax rate from 90% to like 72%. So France is just raising it to what we had in the 70s, you know, to what we considered low in the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea of 35 or 50% taxing, you know, on the high end, that's kind of new. So I think we have to be afraid of seeing the same thing here, especially, I mean, if Obama's elected and spending continues to go crazy, they're going to raise taxes like that. And part of it is they want to redistribute wealth, and you have to steal it to do that.
Yeah. UN Ambassador Susan Rice skipped the Netanyahu speech yesterday to have lunch with Hillary. Sort of a slap at Netanyahu, or just she'd rather have lunch with Hillary?
I mean, Netanyahu is getting smacked around so much by these people. I mean, the president saying he didn't have time to meet with leaders at the UN, and he was doing like 2 days of campaigning in Virginia.
Right.
So then Hillary's meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood president of Egypt all over the place.
Yeah.
So it just shows they have this Islamic-centric view of the Middle East, and there's only one democracy over there, and it's Israel, and I mean Netanyahu is our guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it makes sense when Israel's thinking about bombing Iranian nuclear facilities that you don't want to have a conversation with that guy.
Yeah.
I don't see how not talking to an ally in a volatile region makes sense.
Yeah. And speaking of Benjamin Netanyahu, his speech included the cartoon bomb yesterday. Was that effective?
What did you think about that?
I started laughing. I did, you know, and it's a very serious topic, but it made me laugh. It looked like something out of an old, Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, I started thinking about Dr. Strangelove, you know? Like we are, you know, what is it about loving the bomb? I don't remember the line, but
you know, I don't know. It's the first time I ever really saw him.
Was it how
he
learned
like
to love
that.
The bomb? Is that what it is, or something like that? I don't know. I think we're looking at a lot of trouble here, in the Middle East, and the United States is showing zero leadership on it, and that's scary. Like the world comes apart. I mean, when we saw our ambassador killed and Benghazi, that shows you what happens when America isn't leading.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that kind of thing can spread and escalate.
Yeah. Obama phones. Don't know if you saw it, but evidently the government is in the business of providing billions of dollars worth of cell phones to the needy.
Yeah. I mean, you give a phone to ET so he can phone home, and now I have no idea what. I mean, I guess we're spending money. I don't think anything surprises me.
You know, and what's so scary about it is the elected officials say, well, yeah, but it was only, you know, $2 billion. What? Only $2 billion?
I mean, money doesn't mean anything to these people because it's not theirs. They have to take it from everybody else. And, you know, I mean, you know how it is. If you haven't earned money or if it's not yours, people don't respect it. They waste it. And that's what government – that's fundamentally what the problem with government is they're extracting money from some other people, so they don't care what they do with it. But so I mean it's outrageous.
Yeah. And finally this week, something bizarre from the medical world. Doctors evidently have grown a new ear on a woman's arm, and then they will transplant it.
You know, I mean, we're moving to a strange new world, Andy. I mean, the imagery on this stuff, right? I mean, you remember that island of Dr. Moreau that where they're doing all these genetic experiments and all that stuff? I mean, we're doing some weird things, and it just raises a question, because they don't just do this once, right? They experiment with this stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So what kind of weird things are going on we don't know about?
And I
think they're the moral ethics of a lot of these scientific questions. I mean, you know, they keep this, a lot of this behind the curtain. I think we're one day going to wake up and not know what's going on in the world, especially when you get into, you know, mutating genes between humans and animals.
Yeah.
And the moral consequence of that. If you have some kind of creature that's part, you know, has a genetic makeup, it's part human and part animal, what's the status of that? I don't know. But, they're working on this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's scary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, let's face it, if Obama's still in office when all of that happens, they'll be able to get married.
My hearing would go if they tried to grow an ear on my arm, because I lean, right? I always have my elbows on the table. Everything would be muffled.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, have a great weekend, and we'll do this all over again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend.
See you. Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor. 358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.